He's the director of football down the Adelaide Crows, David Noble. Nobes, I haven't spoken to you in the last week. Sincere commiserations. I know how incredibly it's tough it has been. You must be enormously chuffed at the outpouring of emotion and compassion from all around the football community.
Yeah, good evening, Kim. G'day, Vix.
G'day, mate.
I guess that's, it's hard to describe, Kimbo, the comfort or the small comfort that I guess we've been able to have as a result of the enormous outpouring, to not only us as a club, but probably more importantly to Meredith and Quinn, I think, in these unfortunate circumstances. And, I just think the way and the reaction that we've had right across the country, let alone, the outpouring here of a couple of events over the weekend and today at training, has just been, it's been quite staggering, to be honest.
We saw Ken Hinckley today, and he was visibly shaken, and you could also tell by the demeanour of Scott Camporelli in the media stuff that he's done, that no doubt the people that work closely together and the coaches, along with yourself, are absolutely gutted. And look, I know you'll be strong, and part of your job is to make sure the support's around those guys as well, because a lot has been spoken about the players, but the coaches spend enormous time together as well.
Yeah, they do, Bix. As you know, it's the intrinsic nature of the pretty much 24/7, focus around the early starts, the travel. You do get to know intimately, your coaching group particularly, that work together, joke together a lot. They do bounce off each other. Mm. Generally within the footy clubs, as we know, they're always great environments for good practical jokes and that type of thing. So, look, I guess we've moved from that shock environment to a pretty robust, focused, resilient group, really quickly. And that's been the real positiveness of today. And, getting back on the training track, I was enormously proud of the guys and the way they went about their football today. And I think, albeit under difficult circumstances, they trained really well.
Look, I was down there and saw that, and it was uplifting. And the other thing that was really important as well, there was the strong demand on the field. There was lots of voice. There was smiles on some faces. So I think there was a step taken, no doubt, today, and they would have appreciated the support. They've heard a few players and read a few tweets and stuff they've sent out that they really did appreciate the support. So certainly that first step's been taken, I guess.
Yeah, I think the other small, step that in that healing process was to be able to engage with our fans today and welcome them down. And, we saw that outpouring from Sunday's effort to get down to Adelaide Oval, and then another chance, through school holidays to get a few of the kids down here with a smile on their face. So, I think when we had our first meeting this morning, the guys were really focused. We went through the opposition. Obviously, there's a game at hand, and certainly the values and the behaviours that have been put in place from Phil, are going to be picked up and still demanded upon from us. So it's probably, I guess that's one of the unique aspects of the footy club, that you're able to come into that environment where, you are able to sort of wrap your arms around, players and families and partners and supporters collectively to be able to move forward under such difficult circumstances.
Nobes, can you just give us a bit of an insight into what the club's doing different in terms of preparation for this week? I believe with the travel, you're assisting with families of the players coming over for extra support, etc., etc. What's the routine, the format, and the different preparations for this week's game?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Kimbo, because it's such a unique, set of circumstances. Probably a lot of our intelligence and support means that there needs to be a portion of the week that's familiar and the same. So we'll travel as a party under normal circumstances on Friday, have a light training session over there in Perth, the meal meetings on the Friday, and then Saturday will be a normal preparational phase. The different sequence will be that the support party will come over on the Saturday, families and partners of players, wives, girlfriends, etc., of both, not only players but support staff. So we just felt that was an important environment to have that support mechanism, probably for the end of the game. I think that's going to be that emotional pull, the end of the first chance for us to really get out there and have a crack at our first game. And then I dare say there'll be an emotional outpouring sort of towards the end, and we felt that it was important to be inclusive. You know, our catchphrase, which is, you know, gone around the world, actually, you know, We Fly as One, has been really, really lived. And so that's what we've done, is we've just taken no barriers too big for us to provide the support that we've needed for this weekend.
And Nobes, I don't think anyone could understand how significant that cat cry would be when it was originally penned.
No, Kimbo, you're absolutely right. You know, none of us had any idea as to the circumstances that we'd be dealing with, but it has allowed us to stay really strong. It's allowed us to be very inclusive right across the country, and as it sort of turned out in certain circumstances right across the world. And it certainly has given us some comfort that certainly as we've looked on in the morning going across the AFL, to be able to, you know, have that feeling of warmth and support was certainly of some comfort.
Earlier in the week, there was discussion about the players and if all would be available, and there was no pressure being put on anyone. It looked like the group was really engaged from what I saw today. Are most people look like being available this week?
Yeah, it does, Vic. It certainly, that's probably my feel at the moment. Certainly the players were up and about, which was really pleasing. I think they were looking forward to getting out, you know, with some physical activity and getting some technical stuff under their belt. You can never tell, I guess, can you? We'll sort of, as we'll assess it in the next sort of day or two. But look, we're really hopeful that everyone will be up and about, and whether it be state league or AFL, we're hopeful that will go. We certainly won't force anyone that's not, you know, feeling comfortable or is still in a going through that grieving process. But certainly the feel that you would have got from today, having been down here, is that we're hopeful that everyone will be available.
Our special guest is David Noble, the Director of Football, brought to us by Balfour's Bakery. Nobes, congratulations and kudos to the club and yourself, and also to John Worsfold. That appointment has seemed to have buoyed many.
It did. Yeah, I agree, Kimbo. I think, you know, we were lucky enough to have John come down during pre-season. He came for a couple of days and was able to, I guess, check how Walshy's philosophy was being delivered, how it was being received, both from a coaching perspective and playing perspective. I know Phil's sort of been in contact with Wisher, you know, throughout the year, and we're planning for him to come down in the next few weeks anyway. So I think when we got to the point of discussion over the weekend of what we'd learned from past experiences was, you know, a phone call to someone like John that may be able to offer us, you know, if not some immediate support, some certainly advice. And, you know, when Fades rang Bush, I think on the Sunday, he was already a little bit in that headspace, as you guys, you know, found out last night. So that was just unbelievably kind of him to talk to Georgina and the kids and say, look, there's an environment here that I think I can help, and I think I've got something to offer. And it's just been unbelievably generous for him to drop everything, readjust a few things and come down and give us a hand.
I know the focus has been pretty much day by day and getting through all those things, and it now sort of shifts towards the weekend. Just looking forward a week or two, it's going to still be a really difficult time for the players. I'm just, in terms of the week after next, it'll be the showdown, which I think, again, will be a highly emotional game. And, of course, that's Port Adelaide's home game. Then the week after will be Adelaide's first chance to have played a home game since Phil's passing. So it's a period of around 3 weeks where it's going to be very much front and centre for the players.
Yeah, it is. It's and we've talked certainly internally, because we've talked about that, and you know, mechanisms that we think we can help and support and guide our players, staff, club, you know, support us through. So we're certainly conscious of that. You know, being able to pay our respects, you know, through different environments that Phil is a part of is certainly really important, and certainly part of the overall healing process. So I think, you know, probably why we were keen to get John on board, that can sort of help us a little bit through that period of time. He can ease a bit of pressure with some, you know, some media commitments, for example, with Campo, or some advice internally with myself and Fags, and having that sort of independent person being able to come in whilst not knowing our environment in totality. He certainly has
having worked with Phil, he knows the understanding and philosophies that we're about, and we think that we'll just manage that as we get through. And, you know, it is a bit of an old adage, but, you know, we've now got some clarity and some focus on this week's game, and we've got all the support in place, and then we'll get to Monday, review and adjust, and we'll get ready for next week as well.
Nobes, as you know, 5AA is a huge supporter and sponsor of Port Adelaide and the Crows, and look, we'd love to be a vehicle to help you in any way possible. If there's a message that you need to get out in terms of the supporters, or any way we can help at all in regards to what's happening down at Amy Stadium at the moment, or what supporters can do to assist or help the club in any shape or form.
Oh, look, that's a great gesture, Kimbo. It's, and we'll probably take you up on that to be able to keep all our fans in the loop of, you know, where things are at, or, you know, tickets, or, you know, car parking, or the like of events that are going to unfold next week. So that's a really kind gesture, mate, and we'll certainly be, if need be, we'll take you up on it.
Nobes, look, we thank you for your time so much, and we thank you for everything you're doing for the club and the boys down there and the supporter base. It's been huge, and we hear you talk about the support you're trying to give the players, but we know firsthand how tough you guys are doing. As Bix mentioned at the top, your coaches were closer to Phil than anyone, so strength with you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It, you know, I think for our fans to stick by us, we've been, you know, inundated with support from all types of fans, you know, across the country and across different sports. And look, we're focused. We're getting there, and we'll fly as one. So we thank everyone for their support.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much, and good luck for the weekend. And like Kim said, we'll support you in any way we can.
Thanks, guys.